This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember all those supply chain stories we did at the peak of the pandemic-induced backlog in global shipping? Right. We are kind of back there again. Not as bad, but not great either. The cost of moving a shipping container full of cargo by sea went through the roof as we all started buying more stuff the more time we were spending at home. You remember that, right? But last year, by then, prices had come down. They were still higher than they were in the before times, but way down from their pandemic highs until December. The World Container Index, it's from the supply chain advisory firm Drewry, has now more than doubled. It is the highest it's been since late 2022, thanks in very large part to problems along two of the world's most important trade routes, the Panama Canal, where drought has limited the number of ships that can pass through, and the Suez Canal, where attacks in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels have limited the number of ships that are willing to pass through. The upshot is that some supply chains are seizing up again, and importers are having to improvise, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
When the Panama Canal Authority started limiting the number of ships that could pass through the canal last year, Catherine Reynolds says she shrugged the news off.
I'll admit, when I got the first emails about the Panama Canal, I'm like, oh, it doesn't affect me.
Reynolds handles imports at Palmetto Tile Distributors. It's based on the East Coast in South Carolina. It gets some of its tiles from vendors in the U.S., but mostly imports from Europe. That means none of its tile has to go through the Panama Canal. At least that's what she thought.
So the other day I ordered some inventory from this particular vendor in California, and it's one of their import goods, and I was told it was back-ordered because they're waiting for a container to arrive.
That container was coming from Brazil, and it was stuck, waiting to get through the Panama Canal.
And it just depends on what number, what queue they're in for the canal to get through, get to port, then clear customs, and then get to my vendor, and then I'll finally get the goods.
On the other side of the world, shippers have been diverting traffic away from the Red Sea and sending it all the way around Africa instead. Pat Whalen, who handles imports for Sahadi Fine Foods in Brooklyn, says he's been getting emails with that bad news. And it's not just delays.
What they do is they send out these notices saying that we're going to add X number of dollars to the next movement.
In some cases, Whalen says he's had to pay an extra $1,000 per container for imports of goods including Greek olive oil, Lebanese hummus, and tahini. Those goods are coming from countries in the eastern Mediterranean, which means they don't even have to pass through the Red Sea. But Whalen says the big container ships that are loaded with his tahini and olive oil are having to wait around for other goods on those diverted ships. And as a result,
that bigger vessel is going to ship with less goods on it. Therefore, it's going to be more costly per container on that ship. Or it's going to try to wait a little bit and have that boat sit idle for a couple of days waiting for that other stuff to catch up.
Even though his shipments are costing him more, Whalen says he's trying to make sure he's well-stocked, given all of these ongoing delays.
So we're ordering much more from that area than we would at this time of year to compensate.
Other companies are rethinking whether they want to put items on ships to begin with.
The main alternative when there's a shipping issue on the water is you put the item in the air.
That's Adam Miller, the owner of Revel Bikes, based in Colorado. His company imports bike frames from Asia, and he says those shipping lanes are fine. But Revel also sells a lot of bikes in Europe, and right now, he says shipping bikes over there by air is the best way to avoid the headaches of shipping them by sea. But air freight isn't exactly cheap.
We end up spending, you know, about 10 times, if not more, than the cost to ship that bike on the ocean.
Miller says if the company needs to send a lot of bikes to Europe, it'll probably wait until the situation in the Red Sea settles down. But if a distributor needs just a handful of bikes to put on the sales floor, Miller says the added cost of air freight is worth it, just to keep his customers happy.
For a company like Revel, we're about 5 years old right now, so we're a relatively young company in the big scheme of things. So for us, the most important thing is to have good, reliable delivery.
Miller says that's a lesson his company learned early in the pandemic, when supply chains around the world were congested.
The ones that had products and were able to ship products to bike shops and to customers were successful. And we were very lucky. We did a very good job with delivering products to customers. And now we've sort of set that expectation.
Miller says on the plus side, it's ski season in Europe right now. Hope is once the bike season picks up in the spring, shipping by ocean will ease up again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.